Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders' rally in Amherst Monday drew a range of supporters from college students to senior citizens, including some Berkshire political leaders.
I was the first elected official in Massachusetts to publicly endorse Bernie. And that was one of the easiest decisions I ever made in my life.
Massachusetts State Representative Paul Mark of the 2nd Berkshire District helped introduce Sanders at the Mullins Center. The Democrat, who pointed out he is a UMass Amherst grad, says Sanders is steadfast in talking about debt-free college and taking Wall Street money out of politics.
Who has overcome incredible odds as an underdog since his very first campaign and is the first candidate for president I've ever seen in my life who is talking about the issues I've been waiting for someone to talk about my entire life.
Also attending Monday's speech was North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright. Currently in his fourth term, Alkenbright says sincerity is fueling Sanders' success.
Quite honestly, I think like many other Democrats, I might have been somewhat of a Hillary rollover 4 or 5 months ago, and I really started to hear the message. I really started to pay attention, listen. I really started to do some homework, and a lot of what he says just appeals to the sincerity of the man and sincerity of some of the things that he'd like to see done. And I just see him, he appeals to me just in a different way.
Much like during his own run for re-election last year, Alkenbright says Sanders is doing the important job of reaching out to young people.
He gives our young people a lot of hope. He's connecting them back to a political system that I think they've been vacant from for a long, long time.
One of those young people is Jim Broden, a senior at UMass Amherst who is from Lunenburg, Massachusetts, an unenrolled voter who isn't fully committing to Sanders. Broden says students and recent college graduates are swamped by loans.
They just kind of feel overwhelmed, and they don't really feel like anybody's there to help them. Like, I don't trust Hillary Clinton. I don't trust any big business, and I feel like that's, what Bernie's trying to get to. Like, that's the problem he's going for, is, like, he's trying to get that trust back into people, and he seems like a real genuine guy, so just going off that, I would vote for him.
Meanwhile, outside the Mullins Center,
money goes to support the campaign.
Amy Bookbinder of Northampton was selling homemade earrings with Sanders' campaign logo to those in the twisting line streaming in.
I've been donating and donating and starting to run out of money, and I figured this is a way I can make a contribution, and I'm happy to do it.
Bookbinder says she sold her first earrings in support of who she calls the man of our time on primary day in New Hampshire earlier this month. Sanders took that contest over Clinton 60-38%. In Massachusetts, polls have tightened up between the two candidates, with Sanders even pulling ahead after surveys in the fall showed Clinton with a big lead among likely voters. The Clinton campaign, which has the support of many of Massachusetts' elected officials, has not ruled out a visit by the former Secretary of State. Alkenbright says Sanders will win the primary on Super Tuesday next week.
He seems to be just taking these states by storm, and I really do think with the electorate here, I think he's gonna do well.
Reporting from Amherst, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.